This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I have replaced my pristine, never been out in the woods at all, At One Stock, the Zombie Green At One Stock, with the new At One Thumbhole Stock. And I put the video up today on YouTube, and I'm giving away the Zombie Green At One Stock. And all you have to do is watch the video. You got to get into the comments and tell me why you like it. Give me a thumbs up, and if you're not subscribed, subscribe to it. And then, of course, I do want a few concessions, and with your firstborn. And that's it. That's all there is to it. And you could get involved to get one of these brand new At One Stocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I always like to have my next guest on. He's probably, were you like saying, hey, wasn't I just on there the other day? I'm sure you're like, anyway. Joining me again from thetruthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So, might you want to run a zombie zombies video to give away a zombie green stock?
Sure, we'll run that for you. I hope you get a few more entries there. I'm sure there'll be plenty of our readers who'd be happy to hear about that.
They might even like me for a change.
Oh, you can't just go by the comment section. That's
I guess. All subset. I guess. Anyway, so what has been catching your eye on a Monday? What have you been looking at today?
Well, New Jersey Senator Cory Spartacus made news over the weekend, or he published today, an extensive anti-gun plan, and he did that for a number of reasons. Number one being he's mired way down in the polls. There's, 60 or 70 people running for the Democrat nomination, and according to the latest poll, he has 3% of the vote, according to Harris polls. He's about 41 points behind Joe Biden or something like that.
So, doesn't that just want to make you find a fire hose and an overpass and just end it?
The fact that Joe is leading is in a lead?
That you're behind him. That you're behind Joe.
Oh, yeah, well, if clearly, T-Bone's best buddy, Senator Booker, had to do something. So he made a splash by proposing, what's probably the most radical gun control plan anybody's come out with yet. And that's saying something because so far the Democrat candidates have sort of devolved, as we said today, into a competition to see who could propose the most anti-gun platform of any of them. It sort of started with Eric Newcomb Swalwell promising to incinerate any gun owners who don't don't fall in line and turn in their guns once he passes a confiscation law. And then there was Kamala Harris saying she'd give, if she was elected president, she'd give the Congress 100 days to act according to the Constitution and pass a law. And if they didn't, then she'd just hand down an executive order and do it herself. So now, out comes Cory Booker, and he published his plan, which would involve creating a national gun license, which would last for 5 years. But if you want to get that, you're going to have to go through an interview process. You're going to have mandatory training. He would, of course, ban quote unquote assault weapons. He would ban bump stocks. He would ban.
How would he ban something that's already banned?
I don't know. I guess maybe he's actually going to have Congress pass a law to do that, which would be the right way to do that if you're going to do that, rather than doing it by ordering the regulator to redefine it. He would limit you to one gun a month. He would do something, he said, about the nefarious so-called boyfriend loophole, which means that somebody who was convicted of abusing a girlfriend would be banned from purchasing firearms in the future. Right now, apparently, federal law is only if it's a wife. So he would do that as well. And let's see, he would also repeal the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And what that would mean was that would remove the liability protection that is afforded to all gun makers, so that they sell a gun to somebody and then that person then goes out and shoots someone, the gun company can be sued, even though the gun was legally sold to that person. So what that really means is the entire gun industry would go down in flames if Senator Booker had his way.
Well, see, I know that Willie Brown's side chick and Spartacus there, I know that they seem to think that being president means that you get some, it's like being the emperor from the dark side. Because apparently, doesn't he need Congress to repeal PLCAA?
Yes, he would. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't do that by executive order.
And Kamala, she can't get out there and do an executive order creating a law. She can only reinforce and more stringently enforce existing law, right?
I believe so. I think what she said she would do, if I remember correctly, let me see here. She wanted to. Oh, I don't have it in front of me. Sorry, I thought I did. But she can't just enact a law on her own. I'm not sure exactly what it is she has in mind, but it's nothing good.
I think you should call her the Willie Brown's side chick.
I'll call her Senator Harris, or I could just call her what President Obama did, which is the best looking attorney general in the nation. That's how he referred to her when she was attorney general of California.
You know, I don't know what it is about leftists and politics, but it seems to age them. Male or female, it just seems. You remember when Obama got in there? Obama and I are about the same age, and when he got in there, he looked, you know, he was, I don't know, he looked like an athlete. His hair was completely black. He was very youthful. What was he? 48 years old or something? And now you look at him, and even the Hope and Change took its toll on him. And Kamala, she's going to be no different. Yeah, Kamala's going to be no different. I just like calling her Willie Brown side chick. And Cory, of course, he wants to be Spartacus, so, you know, okay. He needs a deeper cleft in his chin. And, you know, other than that, I fully support him in that. We're coming up on the first break. Dan, if you will, please stand by. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find a wealth of information updated to the tune of a minimum of 10, 16, 15, 20 articles a day, depending on how the day's going, but it's never a slow news day at The Truth About Guns. They'll cover something that you want to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bannister.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Guns. Go check out the video. I'm going to text Dan right now the stuff for the video. So there'll be other, there's going to be other people involved in this. I know that, you know, there's about 20 of you right now. There'll be more. I swear to God, there'll be more. Check them out at boydsgunstock.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from truthaboutguns.com. So if we're going to move on from Spartacus, which I do so reluctantly, what else have you been noticing today, sir?
Well, you know, we had a tragedy in California recently at the synagogue in Poway, where the shooter used a quote-unquote AR-style rifle. I haven't heard yet what the details were, whether that was a legal California legal gun, whether it wasn't. But the shooter was 19 years old, and I'm pretty sure that was illegal in California, since they raised the age to 21. Now, I don't know if he purchased it. Again, none of those details have come out yet. But every gun owner's best friend, Dianne Feinstein, of course, took note of that. And she's using that fact to propose a federal solution, because, of course, gun control is always a solution. And she wants to raise the national age to buy long guns to 21. And she said, just common sense to prevent the sale of a deadly assault weapon to individuals who aren't even allowed to buy a beer. It's a fix-all bill, but I'm sorry?
Hasn't she also suggested letting people 16 years old vote?
That was the next thing that was going to come out of my mouth.
Okay, yeah, okay,
these,
all right.
These people who want to deny the right to buy a firearm to someone who is a legal adult at age 18, and want to raise that to 21, arbitrarily to 21 years old, also want to lower the voting age to 16. You know, and I don't know about you, but I was basically a chimp in high school. I mean, I was a complete idiot. It was, giving me the vote at 16 would have been a big mistake, and I think that's the case for most 16-year-olds.
Well, I don't know. Compared to, you know, I got to tell you now, when I'm sure you, I don't know how old you are. It's none of my business. But I'm sure that when you were 16, you probably had a job and a few other things going on. And nowadays, you look at this, and we didn't have to worry about being on Instagram or Facebook or any of this other nonsense that these kids have to deal with, if they deal with it. So nowadays, that it would be bad. The David Hoggs would be out there leading the world, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. That's just what we need. David Hogg, who decrying the patriarchy through Twitter and saying that he really doesn't want to take people's guns away, and that his father, I don't know, his father was a police officer. Somebody carried a gun. He said FBI. He carried a gun regularly. Was that FBI? FBI wasn't where I thought it was some sort of law enforcement.
Yeah.
But now his latest tweets are just trying to assure everyone that he really doesn't want to take away people's guns. And it's just a joke because he's turned the whole anti-gun advocacy thing of his into a business. And he's parlayed that into admission into an Ivy League school when he couldn't get into any college before. Now he's, of course, Harvard material, which is just a joke. And it's only because he's such a dedicated anti-gunner. It's hilarious.
Shouldn't we be looking for some, well, does it count if it's the same thing as what happened out in California with the, you know, the rowing crew team of Lori Loughlin with her daughters being on the rowing crew, but they just paid to get them in? Does it count if you were left enough to get in despite your academic underqualifications?
Well, that was through bribery and fraud, you know, which are crimes. This is just Harvard. This was just Harvard blatantly dropping their standards in order to
Well, they're the ones who committed the fraud. Someone.
Well, I don't know if that constitutes fraud. That just constitutes poor judgment on the admissions department, giving a special consideration for being politically, you know, having the correct political views.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Yeah, it's pathetic. Anyway, Feinstein said, you know, if you're too young to purchase a handgun, you shouldn't be able to buy an assault rifle. Well, first of all, that presupposes that people shouldn't be allowed to purchase a handgun at 18 years old. That alone is ridiculous. There's no reason a legal adult shouldn't be able to purchase a handgun. If your daughter is going off to college and she wants to buy herself a handgun to protect herself.
Right.
Because after all, if you listen to leftist dogma, every college is just nothing but a rape factory.
Yeah, rape culture. Rape culture.
Rape culture, exactly. It's rampant. One out of every five women is sexually assaulted. Well, if they really believe that, you would think that they'd want to give women the means to defend themselves. But no, they don't. Certainly not an 18-year-old that can't have them actually going out and purchasing firearms and carrying them, God forbid, and either on or off campus. So, yeah, it's just if they didn't have double standards, they'd have none at all.
Right. I just, do you get to engage any leftists in any back and forth from time to time?
Very rarely. Sometimes on Twitter, but that doesn't count. That's just stupid slap fights. If I run into someone and they ask what I do, usually they back away if they disagree with me. Or they just ignore it. But I'm happy to discuss it, and I'm happy to be civil about it, too. I've got plenty of justification for my positions and arguments and facts. I have at my fingertips, and I'm happy to debate with anyone and do it civilly.
But I guess my question would be, I don't know. I would love to engage one of them and say, do you understand the bipolarness of what you just said? You want to raise the gun buying price or age to 21, but you want to lower the voting age to 16.
Yeah, the inherent contradictions.
Have you taken your Medicaid? Do I need to call some people for you? Are you in duress or something right now? I'm glad I'm in radio, because that way I can just go off about it and go completely incoherent. And everybody's like, that Bill, he just knows how to do good radio. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, we're about to run out of time in this segment, so let me do a little pointing out, if I may. Truthaboutguns.com, they are a very constant source of information. If you're looking for the latest thing that may be going on in the world, in the industry, in reviews, in what's the latest this or the best thing to carry this in, that's where you go. Go to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin rejected House Democrats' request for President Trump's tax returns, contending that lawmakers are trying to expose details of the president's finances rather than conducting legitimate oversight. As President Trump's former personal attorney heads off to prison, he again criticizes his former boss.
The country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country.
Cohen will be spending 3 years in prison in New York. On Monday at the White House, President Trump is paying tribute to the U.S. Military Academy football team.
With your victories over Air Force and Navy and a lot of other great schools, you have won 5 in a row and ended last season ranked 19th in the nation.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 66 points to close at 26,438. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com and go to YouTube and look for Lock and Load Radio 1 and watch my video about the giving away my Boyd's at one gun stock. Check that out, too. You can get one for free if you... not at the price. I don't know the cliche. Anyway. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. What else has been going on there, sir?
Well, as we talked about last week, the good news is that the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association is going forward. The ploy by the city of New York to try to make that case moot isn't going to happen. And the Supreme Court will, in fact, hear that case, and everybody has very high hopes for that. But there are a bunch of organizations on both sides of the issue who have an interest in that, one of which is an operation called Prosecutors Against Gun Violence.
Yeah, and I saw that.
What this August organization is a group of big city, large metropolitan area prosecutors from around the country, read Democrat, read anti-gun, and they have filed an amicus brief with the court in opposing or basically supporting New York City's efforts to create its own unconstitutional restrictions on the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms. And they argue that the various states and localities have an interest in creating their own laws in order to protect life, limb, health, and comfort. And they do this by thoughtfully creating their own framework and standards to suit public safety needs. These, quote, homegrown standards reflect the great diversity in geography, population, culture, and tradition of lawmakers' constituents. Basically, what they're saying is every city should be able to restrict enumerated rights as they see fit. And of course, this is the only enumerated right that they were trying to do that. They're also basically arguing for what some people call hometown standards or states' rights, which is exactly the kind of thing that Democrats love to inveigh against because they call it racist. And they point to states' rights arguments for segregation. And that's interesting because, of course, the gun control laws in this country are rooted in racism. And the post-Civil War efforts to discriminate against blacks and other minorities and poor people and keep those people disarmed. So it's nice to see these great attorneys and lawyers from around the country resorting to racist arguments in order to keep guns out of pretty much everybody's hands in their localities.
A bunch of little fiefs around each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they want to see. Back in after the Civil War, these were called the Black Codes, and in the 20th century, the Jim Crow laws. Now they're just calling them hometown standards.
Hometown standards.
Yeah, exactly. And is there any other civil right that they would advocate impinging on like this? No, of course not. Would they do that for First Amendment rights or for freedom of religion or, you know, would they?
I would think given time, if they were to pull this off, they would definitely do it. I mean, have you seen what happens with property owners in New York City?
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, in New York City, where, remember now, the government doesn't fear the populace anymore. I don't remember which founding father, maybe it was Jefferson, but he said, if the government fears the citizenry, that's freedom. And if the citizenry fear the government, that's tyranny. In New York City, where they don't have to worry about, you know, a gun-owning populace, now there's these things where, like, if you have a predatory neighbor and you actually own property in New York City, which you would be very well to do, right, they can get out there and claim that part of your property is their property, and the city part of the government that actually handles that will make you go through the entire, it could last a decade or two. And you got to pay for all of that legal fighting that goes on there.
And they're appropriating part of your property somehow?
Yes, yes. They're claiming that they're saying, well, this is mine. This is my property. And I mean, in one case, one guy tried to buy it from this couple, for this elderly couple. And they said, well, no, it's not really for sale, but thank you nonetheless. And he just looked at him and said, don't worry about it. I'll get it one way or the other. And then he set out doing this kind of thing. So in these areas where they want to create all of these little fiefs, if they actually get what they want, then, yes, they'll go after every right. I mean, there'll be no property owners. You won't be able to say any of this other stuff. It'll be one of those it'll be bad for the people that live there, just for the regular people that live there.
You know, maybe there should be tests before people vote, you know, literacy tests. And maybe people should pay a fee to vote. You know, it's expensive to put on an election.
Mm.
Of course, those would be poll taxes, and those are illegal, too. And, those have long since been adjudicated as such. So who knows? Again, there's only one enumerated right they would ever dare to say these kinds of things about, and it's the right to keep and bear arms, but they have no compunction about that at all. They're not even embarrassed about it.
No. They say they're on the right side of history. Although, even I think we talked about this last week, even at MSNBC, they notice what happens when that happens, like in Venezuela.
Yeah, they noted that in Venezuela, the people have been disarmed, and only Maduro and his military have weapons. Therefore, the people are left defenseless, and Maduro can do whatever he darn well pleases. And if you've been watching the news, you've seen him do that. He's been running people over with MRAPs and tear gassing people and shooting people and look for things to get worse before they get better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a very good sign when your government's willing to do that to you. Well, things are amiss in Venezuela land. So, yeah, that would be a bad turnaround to let that happen. I guess at some point, do you think we'll ever see a moment where the federal government looks at these state governments that wants to do all this stuff where they're doing all kinds of unconstitutional stuff and they're going to say, if you keep this up, we're going to ride in there and we're going to lock you down and we're going to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do constitutionally. Just and go ahead, test us. Test us. I dare you.
Well, these kinds of things have happened before. We've seen the National Guard been called out to
Alabama
to enforce immigration laws.
Yep.
And that was the law of the land. And Johnson?
Wallace. Johnson. It was Johnson, but he sent him to Wallace, yeah.
Right. Wallace was standing in the schoolhouse door, and Johnson said, nope, this is the law, and we're going to enforce it. You may not like it, but that's the law. So who knows whether we get to that point in terms of gun control. I don't know. Hopefully we won't have to. Hopefully the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case will get to the point where the Supreme Court will designate the Second Amendment as a first-class right, like all the others in the Bill of Rights, and it won't come to that. And a lot of these anti-Second Amendment laws that have been enacted around the country will be invalidated.
Let me get you all right there. Talking to Dan Zimmerman for The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fine!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more pain!
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I've got a Zombie Green at one stock I want to give away, and I want to give it away on the 15th of May. I've already, you know, it's on YouTube. I've spread it out to Dan. Dan will do something with it or put it away. I don't know what to do. But you have a chance. You can go to YouTube right now, watch it, get in there. It's very easy to enter. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns as we head to the end of the hour there. One more thing from you, if you have it. What have you got on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I know you have a lot of widely varied guests. Is Kurt Schlichter ever been on your show?
I have corresponded with him.
Have you?
And I love his stuff. And he said yes, but then he never got back to me.
Ah, yeah, I'm sure he's a busy man.
He's an attorney, he's a writer, and he's a writer. So anyway.
Exactly. He's an attorney, yeah. He lives in California, and he writes for Town Hall. And he had an interesting post this week called Be a Rooftop Korean.
Yeah, I talked about that. Yeah,
I thought it was fascinating. He recounted how back in 92, when the Rodney King riots took place, he was in law school and he was in the California National Guard. So he was right in the middle of all that. And as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, the law enforcement apparatus in the city of Los Angeles was stretched extremely thinly and could not get around to getting everywhere they needed to be. And a lot of places were looted, burned, it was a disaster. But in Koreatown, you know, there are famous pictures of proprietors of stores there on their roofs with handguns, rifles, shotguns, defending their businesses, and they did so effectively. And he talks about that, and his point was banning assault weapons. He said we should insist that non-felon adults be adults and able-bodied citizens own them and become proficient in them, because all that law and order you see around you can disappear in a heartbeat. And that's not tinfoil hattery. That's not craziness. That's unfortunately a fact. We do live in a time of record low crime rates. However, you are your own first responder. Back then, you know, in the best case, if you hear a window break and you call the police, In the best case, you're going to wait at least 5 minutes for the police to get there. An awful lot can happen in 5 minutes. In a case of a natural disaster or civilian unrest, you could wait an hour. You could wait a day. You could wait days for law enforcement to get there. So you need to be able to defend yourself, defend your property, defend your loved ones. As he concludes, he says, it's your duty to be prepared to defend your community. Your duty. Yes, being a citizen of a free country is sometimes hard. Too bad. Tighten up and be ready and able to act, pick up a weapon, whether it's riots and disaster, whether it's some scumbag who decides to shoot up your house of worship or a shopping mall. It's on you. Again, what he's saying is you are your own first responder. Yes, call the police. Yes, we want the police to come and respond and take care of the situation. But who's going to do something in the meantime? We should all be responsible for that.
Since that time, I mean, we've had three instances where where we had the total breakdown, the police had to pull back and everything else. We've had Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy. Uh-huh. And, all three times. I mean, the cops can't. There's only one of them for every 19,000 of us. So, you know.
Exactly. And in some places, you know, especially in a rural area or something like that, cops be hours away, and even in the best of circumstances. You know, they just cannot be everywhere, or even in an urban environment. If there's a lot going on, you know, take the Houston, hurricane, cops were, you know, it was impossible to get around. Now, fortunately, it was Texas, and people, you know, a lot of people are armed, and there was very little instances of looting or anything like that. So things were handled very well there. That wasn't the case in Katrina. Katrina was a mess, as everyone knows, and there were, of course, gun confiscations, and we've got laws against that now in more places, thanks to advocacy of a lot of gun rights organizations like the NRA and others. But still, you need to be able to protect yourself. You need to be able to protect your family until law enforcement can arrive. It's just, you know, do you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen?
Sure.
I'm sure you do. It's a good idea. Do you have a firearm and know how to use it? You should. It's just a good idea.
I have enough stuff around me right now here in the studio that I could hold off the zombies.
Well, hopefully the zombies won't be a problem.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. But you never know. You know,
never know.
Zombie apocalypse should fall upon us. Just make sure you get some good headshots in.
Now, it's interesting in all of those instances, though, that you're talking about, that it was only those that were prepared that actually managed to hold everybody at bay. Hurricane Sandy, they were putting up, I saw plywood signs at the entrance of subdivisions where it would say, "Hi, we have weapons here. Don't come looting."
Yeah, there were pictures put up in social media, you loot, you shoot, and all the local homeowners standing there posing with their firearms. Even in Sandy, even in places like New Jersey, it is still legal to own firearms there.
Sure,
and people
sure.
did, and they wanted to let people know, if you're planning on looting, don't come to this neighborhood. Mosey on down the road and try the next one.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen here. And those people were able to defend themselves again.
I don't know about it. Was there any group in the thing about these kind of as much criticism as I get? I always find that the actual preppers that are actually prepping, the zombie apocalypse can look an awful lot like a hurricane when it hits.
Exactly. You're far more likely to encounter a hurricane or a tornado than you are actual zombies, fortunately.
Yeah.
The after effects are very similar, which means a total breakdown in utilities and law enforcement and other services. So you need to be prepared to handle a situation like that yourself. Now, again, we live in a time of historically low crime. That doesn't mean it can't happen. That doesn't mean, you know, the people in the synagogue in Poway never expected something to happen there, although fortunately the rabbi asked one of his congregants to come armed just in case.
He
was familiar with what happened in Pittsburgh, and thank goodness he did. So, Your absolute chances of that happening are very small, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. And why not be prepared in case something the worst should happen?
See, my biggest fear is if something like that happens, it's going to be a no electricity sort of scenario. That's what worries me the most, because I won't be able to make coffee. Well, I'll have to figure out a different way to make coffee. But I mean, before we run out of time, when I was going into Indianapolis for the NRA meetup, were you there when the cloudburst happened Thursday night?
Yes.
So when I'm coming into Indianapolis, which I have never been in the city before, the cloudburst hits us and it renders all of the GPS ineffective. It can't track us anymore. And I had to call the hotel I was going to get guided in, because I didn't have a single map with me.
Yeah, who does anymore?
Who does? But I'm going to AAA tomorrow to get me some maps of any place that I might be coming to. Yeah. So anyway,
it works. Analog's a good thing.
Time to get into the prepping, I guess. Anyway, before we go, you can find Dan and his work at thetruthaboutguns.com. He and all of the people that work for him, Jeremy, who I got to meet, Jeremy, right? Got to meet Jeremy and all everybody else there that is putting out all of this material, all of this information every day. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.